An impressive lineup of writers contributed to the drama section. For instance, Dennis Potter provided Blue Remembered Hills, 1979, Jeremy Sanford, Kathy Come Home, 1966, and Nell Dunn, Up the Junction, 1965. Talented writers brought about a radical change to BBC comedy. Steptoe and Son, 1962-74, by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. Till Death Us Do Part, 1965-75, by Johnny Spaight, and Monty Python's Flying Circus, 1969-74. All follow the principle of Hugh Weldon, then an executive of the corporation, that BBC comedies should provide both pleasure and insight for viewers. The BBC was caught off guard when Margaret Thatcher's government encouraged more competition in the industry. This caused the appearance of new rivals such as satellite TV services and resulted in a brain drain of many talents from the BBC, leading to a massive reconstruction of its corporate structure led by John Burt, the 11th Director General of the BBC. Burt prepared the BBC for the age of digital broadcasting. Considering its many hardships in business and scandals over the past few decades, it is remarkable that the BBC is still producing some popular documentary programmes featuring wildlife, ancient civilizations and dinosaurs, and superb adaptations of classic dramas and novels, Shakespeare's plays, Jane Austen's novels, etc. The BBC will be able to survive the internet age if it continues to be cautious, is responsible and conscious of its imperfections, and strives to make programs that are at once inventive and inspiring.